USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky will be questioned on Capitol Hill today. The White House broken promise of shutting down the virus and its policy of prioritizing COVID directives to non-whites in America should be topics of conversation. Former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox News.
There is clear data out there that shows that race is an independent risk factor for dying from COVID. I don't approve of how they did it. We shouldn't be using race as an independent factor to decide who gets treatment.
A proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union. CTU Jesse Sharkey explains why they're holdout after taking a lot of federal money to keep the schools open.
The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue.
Mental health experts say schools being closed is harming our children. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Biden administration is being called out for not being prepared to conduct COVID testing this winter, the president told Americans to search Google to find a testing center near you, and that reimbursements for the costs would be coming from the federal government. But now that, too, has some twists.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. Only tests purchased on or after January 15th will be required to be reimbursed. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A snowy owl with bright yellow eyes is playing tourist in the nation's capital. The football-sized bird is a rare visitor from the Arctic, far from its breeding grounds in Canada. The snowy owl was first seen on January 3rd. That's the day a winter storm dumped about 8 inches of snow in the D.C. region. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Cleanup crews cleared debris Monday from the high-rise Bronx apartment building where choking smoke from an accidental blaze a day earlier killed 17 people, including 8 children. Authorities had said the death toll was 19, but Mayor Eric Adams, calling the tragedy at the Twin Parks Northwest Complex an evolving crisis, updated the numbers at a news conference Monday.
We are going to continue to remain vigilant to address this just horrific tragedy that we're facing. The ME modified the numbers of those who lost lives. We have 17 lost, 9 are adults and 8 are children. This is really an evolving crisis. And so as it evolves and as we get new information, we're going to share it with you as well so you can let the public know what we're going through. We said this yesterday and we will continue to say this is an unspeakable tragedy. Early this morning, I was joined with the chancellor. We visited every school in the area where the children, our young scholars, lost their lives. We sat down with the principal and the teachers and just wanted to have a private moment to let them know that we are here to support them as they go through this tragedy.
Several survivors remain in critical condition. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.